Hallelujah. Well, let's go before the let's go before the Lord in prayer, and we receive what our sister was getting ready to say, and we're so delighted that you're here with us on the phone as well on this PMC call. The Word of God tells us in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do above and beyond, that's a whole lot, all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Father God, we thank and praise you this morning. We thank and praise you, Lord, that as we got up this morning, we already had that power that you gave us that is at work within us. Father, we thank you for the tools to access that power in Jesus' name. Father, one of the tools is the Word of God, Father, that we got up this morning to be blessed by the Word that will come forth. We thank and praise you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as they experienced your power, as they were diligent in starting this TMC call. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.A.S. de Leon family who walked according to the power that was within them to start this mighty company, Artists International. Oh, God, we just ask that you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire D.A.S. de Leon family. Oh, God, that they be spirit-led by you and that the anointing of the Holy Ghost falls and rests upon them, Lord, and that their footsteps are ordered and that the favor is overtaking them. Lord, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call this morning. Father, we thank you that the same power is within them and that they, too, access the power as we go out about our day, being ministers in the marketplace. Oh, Father, that favor overtakes them from the north, south, east, and west, and that we all be spirit-led. Father, we thank and praise you for the mighty speaker who will bring us a fresh rhema word that we know will enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Father, that same power is at work within the speaker, Lord, and that you have just anointed the word, Lord, and more of you and none of the person who brings the word this morning. Father, bless them indeed. Bless their entire households. Father, you told us that you will bless our families, us and our children. And so we are just imparting that blessing upon the speakers this morning. Now, Father, we thank and praise you that Satan does not have that power that we have because he has been vetoed, gagged, ordered, and kicked out of the kingdom, kicked out as one of your children. So, Father, you have given us that authority to trample over him. Therefore, this call will go forth with clarity this morning, and we have receiving ears and hearts to hear it. We give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Now go out and access that power. Work and operate in that power that only God can give us. Host, are you there? Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me? This is Minister Robin.
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. Love you, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
Minister Brenda is unmuted. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Hey. Oh, I was supposed to be back up for Pastor. Good morning, TMC family. So good to have you on the call this morning, and we thank you once again, Minister Willa, for greeting and seating the people with that powerful, powerful word from the Lord about working in his power. I thank God for you, and I thank him for allowing you to use you with that powerful prayer. Good morning, TMC family. I join Minister Willa this morning in welcoming you once again to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and if this is your first time on the call, we're excited and delighted to have you join us this morning, and we thank God for you. We're so grateful for this call, which started in October 2010 by two anointed and appointed women of God. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call is definitely about honoring and glorifying our Master, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So please encourage your family and friends to join us each and every morning, Monday through Friday, where we come here to each day and give God glory. Our call is based on the scripture Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We stand firmly on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us and assure them that this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day with a word from the Master. We do have a website for you to visit. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You can always go back to the site and listen to the past messages as well as the bios. And today, we're still in the Lenten season, so we hope that you're anticipating and getting ready to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Many usually give up something during the Lenten season and just go before the Lord in prayer. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry as a greeter, or you might want to give a word word from the Lord to share with each one of us, you may do so by sending your request to info@themasterscall.net. And that's if you have prayer requests or praise reports as well. We encourage you to send them to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will contact you. We're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company, and I call it the best on this side of heaven. And that company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And to get more information about us with the wonderful products and the opportunity we have to offer, please get with the person that invited you to this call or get on the motivational calls, which are held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it's hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of great leaders that get on and give us great information each and every day. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. That's 539-598-POUND. We're excited and anxiously waiting to attend our Artist Empowerment Conference, which is being held in Houston, Texas, at the Houston Marriott West Chase, and that's going to be held coming in a few weeks, March 27th through the 29th. And our guest speaker will be that notorious Mr. Les Brown, and he is a part of our artist family. So you may go and register today by going to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Again, that's www.artistempowermentconference.com. Okay, we are really requesting and asking for volunteers to assist us through this entire weekend, especially for Sunday service, where you may be a praise worshiper, you may be a greeter, you might be a prayer warrior. Whatever your gift is, we can use it. So contact us by giving your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Well, we praise God for each and every one of you. I know you're ready to hear a word from on high. We're getting ready to hear from a man of God who is a phenomenal man of God, who has a ministry in the Louisiana area, and his unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands. He is known for bringing clarity to the Word of God, and his sermons are highly acclaimed and effective, and you will hear his messages. I'm telling you, God uses this man. We thank him for being a pastor. He started his church, Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center, with only 16 members, and God has continuously blessed his membership. And he and his wife and family are in Louisiana in the New Orleans area, and he has been blessed with a beautiful church, and he's an author. He's a phenomenal man of God. His work is known across the nation as well as around the world. His book, The Death of the Desperate Woman, if you have not received it, please get a copy because you will be blessed. It's been revised, and I tell you, it's a blessing. He is the founder of Infinite Vision Incorporated, a company committed to spreading the word of God by way of CDs, DVDs, and books. So I introduce to you this highly sought-out musician, producer, songwriter, recording artist, as well as a very well, I tell you, his preaching ministry is phenomenal. I give to you none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Amen. We appreciate you and all who take part in making sure that this call goes on with the Spirit of Excellence, Pastor Dr. Vanessa, Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts. We bless God and honor you for your service. Let's get to where we are on today, Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, verses 25 through 30, King James Version reads, "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them, and said, We came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." I would like to begin a new series today that I believe all of us can benefit from. Certainly an all-time word that can change your life if you open up your heart and allow it to. From this 30th verse in Numbers 13, I want to lift this premise, we are overcomers. We are overcomers. I think that this is an important series because it allows us to see things from the proper perspective. Far too often we are only looking at our lives from one set vantage point. It's not that your view is wrong, it's just that it's incomplete. And that's what the devil specializes in showing us, an incomplete picture. So all we see is the sickness. All we see is the report from the doctor. All we see is our financial state. All we can see is the breakup. All we can see are the problems with our children and the turmoil at home and the stress at work. God wants us to see more than what the enemy has shown to us. In this base scripture, Moses has gathered 12 men from the 12 tribes of Israel whose job was to spy out the land that God promised to them. They were simply, listen, they were supposed to look at the land, see if it was indeed what God said it was, and come back with what they saw. Look at what they reported. The land was beautiful. It flowed with milk. It flowed with honey. The fruit was abundant and supersized. Then they gave an honest assessment of the present occupants. They described how fierce they were. They talked about how large the occupants were, and they spoke of how fortified the city was. Instead of just reporting the facts of the layout of the land, they introduced panic among the ranks. So now Caleb stands up and tries to settle the people by letting them know, we got this. We are more than able. We are more than able to overcome them. The story should have stopped at verse 30, but they allowed the narrative to continue. Hear me, whenever you keep the story going, you open up the room for doubt to settle in. So now the other 10 spies who came up, came back with the reality report, go too far. In verse 31, it says, "But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it, It's a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Whenever, listen, whenever you're presented with a situation and then you present faith into it, you need to stop other folk from talking, especially if they're going to speak about it negatively. The moment Caleb declared that we are more than capable of overcoming them, that should have been the rallying cry for all of Israel. Instead, they're now crying because of their fear, and it caused an entire generation of people who were freed from Egypt to miss out on the promised land. Placed in the same situation, would you stand on your faith or would you rely on your incompetence? Would you stand firm on the promise that God gave to you, knowing that he can't lie, or would you allow your eyes to cause you to doubt? That is why God says to walk by faith. That's why the Lord says the just lives by faith. We don't walk by faith, but we walk by faith, but not by sight, because walking by sight always brings doubt, fear, anxiety, worry, and stress with it. To the person struggling to pay their bills, I need you to understand that you are overcomers. To the individual who's afraid because of the threat of downsizing on your job, I need you to know that we are overcomers. To that mother unsure of how she's going to make ends meet, and that father who doesn't bring in enough income, although he's working diligently, and to that woman or man whose heart has been shattered, we are overcomers. To overcome means to surpass in victory, to prevail. But I want to give you a very simplified personal definition. Even though you're not supposed to define a word with the use of the actual word, I believe that this definition will stick with you. Here it is, overcome. To come over to where God is. Overcome. To come over to where God is. I'm not trying to make it deeper than what it is. It's exactly what it is. To overcome is to come over to how God sees your circumstance. To come over to how he views your situation. Come over to his perspective. His ways are not our ways, neither are his thoughts our thoughts. He doesn't look at things how we do, so if we want to overcome in life, then we must learn to come over to him. God never comes over to us and joins our pity parties. He doesn't come to our depression or our hopelessness. He wants us to come over to where he is. Amen. 1 John chapter 4. Verses 4 through 6, let me just read verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Here's number one, the first principle I want to share with you. We overcome when we allow the greater one to be greater than in our lives. We overcome when we allow the greater one to be greater than in our lives. How many of you know that God can do anything? How many of you believe that he's all-powerful, he knows all, he's in control? But there are moments when our actions, or should I say inactions, keep God from being God in our lives. It relegates him to limitations that he does not have by nature. We must learn to stop stopping God by magnifying our issues. Too often we make our issues too big. Everything is an emergency. Everything is a major issue. The terror alert in our lives is always at its highest threat level. That type of thinking and response makes our issues bigger than our God. In Psalms 34, David pleads with the audience. He says, listen, come magnify the Lord with me. Magnify him. Come make him bigger than your problems. Make him bigger than your issue. Magnify him. Make him bigger than your complications. Whoever you make bigger, you give authority to. So if I make my sickness bigger than God's ability to heal me, then I've given sickness authority to stay. If I make my financial drought bigger than God's ability to bless me, then I've given the devourer the authority to stay. Let me tell you about God. He is bigger, better, stronger, more powerful, more aware, more knowledgeable, more stronger. He's mightier than any situation that can ever come your way. Let me tell you about this God we serve. He steps out onto nothing and causes all things to appear. Let me tell you about your God. He holds time in his hand, able to heal without touching, is present everywhere at the same time. He causes bad things to work together for our good. Tears down into impenetrable walls, gives light to the dead, sight to the blind, unmutes those who can't talk, delivers the captives. And you have the audacity to make anything bigger than him? He is greater than your sickness. He is greater than your pain. He is greater than your inconvenience. He is greater than your haters. He is greater than your persecution and your anxiety and any other situation that you can muster up. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. When I say to magnify the Lord, I'm not saying that God gets bigger. I'm saying that he becomes bigger in our eyes. Here's the thing about the Lord. His greatness is not due to our making him great. He's great all by himself. His greatness is revealed in the permission that we give to him when we deal with situations, circumstances, and issues. We permit him to be greater than anything else in us. Oh, magnify the Lord. Make him bigger than the mess you're in. Make him bigger than all of the drama. Make him bigger than all of the turmoil that you're experiencing. Let him not just be the greater one, but let him be greater than, hallelujah, anybody else or any other situation that you go through. Hallelujah. Here's the second thing. In 1 John 5 and 4, verse 4 and 5, and I'll just get right to it. It says, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Number two, we overcome when our faith surpasses our fear. We overcome when our faith surpasses our fear. Next week, I believe I'm going to deal with overcoming fear, because the fear factor is a major issue in our walking in complete victory or living in defeat. You have a choice to make. Either you're going to allow fear to keep you where you are, or you are going to allow faith to bring you to God. That's what faith does. It brings us to God. It gives the reassurance that he's still here for us. It's sort of like the calm that overtakes a screaming baby once his mother embraces him or her. They were going crazy. A bottle wouldn't stop the crying. Fussing wouldn't stop the crying. They wanted to feel the embrace that only a mother or father can provide. Faith places us solely in God's hands. It lets us know that he has us. He has our back. He got our back when all hell is broken loose. It allows us to know and realize that he has our back when everyone else has forsaken us. It steals us from panic when we're under attack. Faith brings us to God. Did you hear that? Faith brings us to God. Faith places our lives in his hand. And there's no safer place than being in the hands of the Lord. Let me make something very clear. Victory is already here. It's just waiting for you to believe that it exists. I often say that God isn't going to do anything else. He wants us to tap into what he's already done. And I know that it may not make sense to many of you, but think about it. Healing has already been provided. It's just waiting on you to believe for your healing. Deliverance has already been provided. God doesn't have to deliver the captives anymore. He sent his son to deliver the captives and to heal the brokenhearted. He sent his son to do all of these things. It's already provided. You just have to, by faith, receive it until you see the manifestation of it. Peace has already been provided. He's just waiting for you to keep your mind on him. Relief has already been provided. He's just waiting for you to tap into the relief that he's already given to his people. But thanks be to God. This is 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has already given us the victory. Y'all aren't hearing me. God has already given us the victory. We are not going to be victorious. We are right now victorious. We are not going to be full of joy. We are right now full of joy. God has already provided what we need to make it in this life and to live an overcoming life where we overcome the enemy. We overcome his attack. We overcome because we're coming over. We're coming over to where God is. And where God is already a place of victory. So, Lord, help us to get to where you are and see things how you see it so that we're not panicking. We're not so full of worry and anxiety. We're not tripping out because we understand that we have the greater one on the inside of us and that victory is already ours. I'm not going to be afraid. Why would I fear when I know that God has my back? Why would I allow myself to go into this emergency mode when I know God is just chilling? He's not worried about anything else. He's not worried about how it's going to happen because he knows that the victory is already there. That's what we have to get. Lord, you know what? I see what's going on, but I'm not going to allow fear to come up and rise up in my life. I know that you're going to take care of it. I hope that you all were blessed by this word. I'm going to stop now, and I'll turn it back over to our host. God bless you.
Amen, and praise God for you. That was an awesome and powerful message, and we're going to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you. We just want to thank you so much for reminding us that we've got the victory through you, Lord. We know we can do all things through Christ, so we just thank you right now in advance. We thank you for financial victories. We thank you for relationship victories. We thank you, Lord, for friendship victories, God. We thank you for our business victories. Anything in the name of Jesus that we stand in the need of prayer for, God, you've already done it because you know our hearts and you know what's in our minds. God, we just thank you for this mighty man of God that came on this morning and stood as a pillar, Lord. We just thank you so much for the mouthpiece, God, that gave us the message that was from heaven. Lord, we just want to ask that you bless his comings and goings, bless his family, his church, and all the ministries around him, God. And Father, thank you for increasing you as he decreased, God. And we just ask that you please refill him, Lord, as he gives so much unto you. Father, we just thank you for Dr. Vanessa Williams, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. We thank you so much for the victory that they have with the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord, for the victory when they said yes to you, Lord, and did exactly what it was that you told them to do, creating a platform of a telecommunications sanctuary that we can all learn and grow from in Christ. And God, we just thank you for the victory in Artist International. We thank you in advance for the victory with Les Brown being our keynote speaker at the Artist Empowerment Conference, oh God. We thank you for the victory for each and every person on this line right now. So right now we speak health. Right now we speak prosperity. We speak peace. We speak community activism, Lord, helping those who are in need. And God, we just want to thank you so much for everything you are doing in each one of our lives. Lord, we know through you we are victorious, and fear does not live in us because, God, you did not create us with a spirit of fear, but a spirit of a power and sound mind. So, God, we just want to thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, it is that time that we tell you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, but we invite you to join us on the MMC call, which takes place directly after Pastor Chuck gives the benediction. The number again is area code 530-881-1300. Again, area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. We also invite you to learn more about the Artist Empowerment Conference with the Kings of Artists and Corporate of Artists coming together and bringing you a dynamic workshop empowerment weekend. You have got to be there. You heard Minister Brenda when she said that Les Brown is the keynote speaker. You want to be in the house so you can learn how to amplify your voice and really have a stellar, fantastic victory in your Artist International business as well as your everyday life. So again, we want you to go to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Register for your tickets today. If you have not picked up your tickets, then you need to go there and do so you can be blessed by this awesome, awesome, awesome ministry of information. We also invite you to listen to this playback number or share it with a friend or put it on social media. The phone number for the playback is 712-432-1085. Again, that's 712-432-1085. And the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. So we look forward to seeing you each and every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Well, actually, we want you to come on 10 minutes before so you can fellowship and share who you are and where you're coming from. So join us at 7:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:50 a.m. Central. We ask for 5:50 at Mountain Time, and that is 4:50 over there in the West Coast. We also need volunteers for those of you who are coming to the Artist Empowerment Conference. We need volunteers for our worship and praise session. We want you to come out if you want to usher, if you have a word, or if you want to greet. We would love, love, love for you to volunteer and be part of the Master's Call. Email us at info, I-N-F-O, info. info@themasterscall.net and let us know, thus saith the Lord. So I just want to thank you so much for greeting and seating and hosting Minister Brenda. Thank you so much for holding it down. Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK, thank you so much for saying yes. And Pastor Chuck, thank you so much for a dynamic word straight from the throne room. We're asking you now to come back on the line for our closing benediction. Pastor Chuck, are you on the line? Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this call but never ever your presence, we just thank you so much for the victory that you have in all of our lives. We thank you, Lord, for all that you plan to do and all that you are doing. And God, as we go out there being a great minister in the marketplace, we ask you, Lord, to remind us to keep you first and to do all the things that you have planned us to do through Christ. We thank you so much and all of the things that you are blessing us with. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace and greet your brother and sister with joy. Have a great day.